Well, welcome, buttheads, to episode 7 of the Butthurt Owens Valley podcast. Lucky I am Chase Little.
I am indeed James Drools.
This episode is brought to you by You're in Luck. You can reach them at youreinluck.org. They do toilets. They also do trash removal on the reservation. If you have questions, you can give their office a call at 760-263-5030. And they also have an after-hours phone number, which is 760-874-8105. These guys are great. They got clean toilets. They got and you know what? They every time I've had to call them, I mean, immediately pick up the phone. So I think I mentioned last week or last episode that we I'm using them for an event in October.
Yeah, yeah.
They gave me a great deal on it, and then I got to see the trailer toilet thing that I'm using. I believe that, was the one that was at the fair, the street fair that they do here.
Yep.
Every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that and it's super awesome. It's
It's luxury.
I mean, if you're going to use a portable toilet, it's the kind.
It's much better. Bro, blue rooms in my life, because I've been in construction for, you know, my life, like, they're so bad. The pucanos that can happen, like, all of the horrible things, the pee steam in the winter, like, it's not fun, ladies and gentlemen. If you are out there and you are in the trades and using blue rooms, shout out to you. Keep grinding. We appreciate your hard work.
One other thing I want to bring up. We actually do have a thing we're going to do today. We've been talking about doing the pizza thing. So we do have a pizza here that we're going to try and we're going to rate. One other thing I'm going to mention before we do that, though, is the bhov.easternsierranow.com.
Yeah, yeah.
The merch store. My cousin was in town last week, and I was showing her, and immediately she said, "You need hats." And I was like,
"Of course we do."
Oh, of course. Like, I don't know why we both wear hats every single episode, yeah. And we didn't even think about that. So, and if you guys want to comment on there, there's a section where you can contact us. You can leave a comment. You can tell us what you think should be in the store. You can contact us if you would like to be a sponsor of the show. There's all sorts of packages you can get, even if you can't. For whatever, figure that part out, and you'd rather use Facebook, you can message me directly on Facebook.
And the sponsors, I mean, it doesn't have to be a business. This could be sponsored by you. It could be sponsored by anybody.
By Bruno.
Bruno. Yeah. I mean, Bruno, shout out to Bruno. Handsome, handsome man. I hope he found a girlfriend.
I hope so. Yeah, he was looking hard.
Maybe we should contact his mom and see.
Yeah, we got to figure that one out.
Yeah, it's patreon.com/EasternSierraNow to sponsor the show. Yes. That's one way to sponsor it.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, just reach out directly to the bhov.easternsierranow.com and just reach out, and we can make that work from there.
And it looks like you're offering, weren't you saying that you're managing accounts?
Yeah, yeah. So Eastern Sierra Now is managing social media accounts for businesses.
Okay.
So we'll do personal ones if you want, but we're doing businesses. And we've got multiple in Mammoth and Bishop now.
¿Cuántos?
And it's going really well. So Astorga's.
¿Cuántos? Bishop, ¿cuántos, amigo?
For so it's a
a
quote, a free audit in quote, not free for the to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there
so
you
free
go.
Audit in quote. But what I am offering is if they reach out and want social media for their business and they mention they heard it on your show, I'll give them 25% off the first month.
Okay.
So that's the push.
Perfect. There we go. So let's get into this pizza thing before the pizza gets cold. We just had it delivered.
Oh, baby.
We're not going to say exactly where it's from. But
I can tell you one thing. The pizza that we're going to eat, the name of the pizza, it sounds like Schlammenhose.
And so, the reason we're not saying it is because it's a chain and we could get sued.
Exactly.
For
so,
but Schlammenhose.
And so obviously all of you know where that is. We have this nice little sheet here. We have a few categories. We're going to score them 1 through 5. We have crust, sauce, cheese, toppings, freshness, presentation, temperature, flavor balance, value for money, and overall satisfaction.
There we go.
Cool.
We're
so
1 out of 5.
Yep.
So then how much money did we spend on this pizza then?
This was $33 for 2. And everywhere we go, we're going to do a pepperoni, just the regular style pepperoni, and a cheese, just the regular style cheese.
In
so it's all the same.
My personal opinion, you can find out the most about a pizza by a cheese pizza.
Totally.
There's no hiding.
Yeah, I think pepperoni.
You just
But I think I you have a good point, though. Yeah. I'm not going to argue with you too much.
Yeah. Plain cheese is like, that tells you everything you need to know about the pizza.
We're not going to put any of
that stuff on there because it's got to be very blind. Here, can you just do it?
Yep, I'll put them on there for you guys.
While you're doing that, let's see what else we got on here. Patreon.EasternSierraNow or Patreon.com/EasternSierraNow. We have tons of great advertising slots available, you guys. So if you guys are interested, please shout out. There's tons of opportunity that everybody I talk to has been watching the show and they love it. And so I'm very excited about it.
I've been really well received over the show. And I mean, it's just a fun thing to do. You know what I mean? We're chilling.
And then did anything ever happen with the other cup? Did anybody buy any merch yet?
I don't know.
Brandon Abbott bought a cup, got it, and then got a free cup for buying a cup. And I was like, well done, sir.
All right, cool. So
yeah, he did win. But right. Pinkle Fans never showed up for their cup yet.
Bro, Pinkle Fans, get out of this, man.
Bro.
All right, I'm diving right in.
All
right,
we got the pizza. What are we going for first?
I'm
going
to take a bite of the pepperoni.
Well, I'm going to go with you then.
It looks, my slices look good. Jesse was nice and gentle with mine. The presentation for me, I'm going to start scoring now.
Presentation, right?
It's solid. That's a solid presentation.
1 through 5. Okay. Presentation is
good. One thing
can we rate these negatively or?
Sure.
Okay.
One thing I hate, I like about Schlammenhose was like 10 years ago maybe, it had a completely different taste and stuff. And then they just said, you know what, we're going to make these better. And since then, it's been really good. Pretty good.
See, I was going to go for the temperature right now, and I'm going to give them a little bit of leeway because we'd have it sitting here for just a couple of minutes. I'm 5 minutes maybe?
Yeah.
So I'm going to give them better than I would have.
That's going to be the hard one every week because getting a pizza delivered exactly as it's ready to go the way they wanted you to have it is going to be hard doing a show. People at home are like, oh boy, we get to watch these idiots eat pizza.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think I'm going to value for money. I think I'm going to go pretty high on that guy there. I'm gonna give
it's
him...
definitely right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Because some pizza places, it's $30 for like a medium pizza, where this is 2 medium pizzas for $30.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I want to say
about Schlammenhose.
You guys are doing that too. That
you mean
really
Schlammenhose?
Like. Schlammenhose is what I meant to say.
Schlammenhose?
Yeah, I'll put that. One thing I really like about Schlammenhose is their ordering system is bomb online. It's so easy to go through and click, click, click. You can do it on your phone. You can
so
do
for,
it.
So for crust, should we judge that based off the bite or off the pizza bone?
I do pizza bone.
Okay, yeah, I think that's a good call. You can do the same. I'm actually going to score them higher than I thought I would have. And that's the problem because I already had a preconceived idea of what this was going to be, you know? Which, maybe we should have done it blind.
That is, even though most everybody knows I work for
Schlammenhose.
I work for Schlammenhose. Everybody knows that I work for the company that we're eating this pizza of, and I don't think I ever had a cheese pizza, and that is decent. That is a gosh darn decent piece of cheese pizza. Mm-hmm. I'm more impressed than I have been with Schlammenhose.
Schlammenhose. It's gonna be hard. I'll just beep them all.
Gosh darn it.
We probably are fine, but it's one of those things where if they ever caught hold of it, they'd be like, cease and desist.
So are we going to go over our score sheet, or what do you think?
Yeah, I think I can go over mine. I'm giving that crust 3.5. I really enjoy it. It can be better.
Oh, you gave points. Okay.
Yep. I did.
I gave it a 3.
Okay.
I was going with whole numbers.
Sauce is a solid 3. It's nice. It's tangy. It's not too sweet. I gave the cheese an actual 4 because I was so impressed with that cheese pizza.
The sauce, I gave it 2. I gave cheese a 2 as well.
You're not impressed with the cheese. Freshness 2. We all know that this is not We all know this is not fresh pizza.
I gave it a one. Just because you know where it's from.
Right. Presentation, I did 3.5. Temperature, one. I gave it a 5.
3.
Man, I guess I'm just an easy guy to please. Yeah. Flavor balance, 3.
I gave it a 4.
Mm, there you go.
No.
Value for money, I gave it a 5 because it's a cheat.
I did a 5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then overall satisfaction, I'm going to go a solid 4.
I gave it a 3. So I gave it, my score gave it a total of 28.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But yeah, Schlammenhose. Really, I mean, if we're, you know, I'm kind of critiquing these guys maybe a bit too harshly. But as far as, you know, a quick meal, especially if you had a lot of people going on, especially as Jesse said earlier, the ordering system is very user-friendly. So that's one thing that I will definitely say about them. And also, every time I have called there or gone in there, I've been met with nothing but satisfactory service. I will say mm-hmm. that, too. So that's
so
you better file these in the important
it category. Ain't no pizza slut, that's
just
for sure.
Real quick, I totaled mine, and I'm such a math magician, it took me quite a while.
35.
28.35.
Yes, sir. 28.35. Yeah.
So other pizza places.
Yeah, other pizza places, if you guys are watching this, we would love to, you know, we actually paid for this one. It'd be cool if you guys wanted to donate pizza and get, you know, ranked by us. That'd be a really fun thing if you guys were interested.
And you guys seen how friendly I am, and you know that I'm going to be honest because I'm just an honest dude. But yeah, give us a shout out. Message me, message Jesse, message Chase.
Yeah, whoever. Or, yeah, you know, on bhov.easternsierranow.com.
Yeah.
Go on there, contact us, write us an email, and we will get back to you on that.
And if we have permission, it'll be like free advertising if they give us pizza. Because we'll blast your name a million times, and we'll do a reel about it. We'll put it out.
If we get permission, we don't have to call it Schlammenhose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's your point. We can actually call you who you are.
So with that pizza... thing, if we're able to, if you guys contact us, if you're
going to pick the best one,
and everywhere in the valley, I'm talking the entire Owens Valley.
Yeah, we
you guys contact us. We're going to rank these, and then the total score, whoever has the best one, we're going to shout you guys out as the best pizza in the Owens Valley. And if you're the winner of this, we're going to give you a month free of advertising on this show.
That's 4 free slots, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
That's actually 2 months worth because we only do 2 episodes a month.
True. Holy cow. That's a pretty good value.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yes, sir.
Plus, they're the champion of pizza.
Yeah, and dub thee the champion of pizza.
We'll make them a plaque.
Reminds me.
Or, hey, you know what would be cool is do a one-off t-shirt of BHOV.
100% we'll do a BHOV best pizza
champion.
Yeah. Absolutely. We'll
pizza champion. And then obviously if you participate and you want to be on the show and do it this way, we can put your logo and our logo on a one-off t-shirt.
Yes, sir.
And then sell it, and then, you know, we'll figure out, you know, logistics after the fact or whatever. But that'd be really cool. You know, I'm a big fan of pizza shirts.
I think it's a great idea. The other thing I was going to tell you, I meant to say before about your hats. We should have people, when they go comment or go to info@easternsierranow.com, send me a mock-up of what you want a hat to look like, and whoever does the best one will make that hat.
Okay, yeah. And if we choose yours, you get a free hat.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Perfect.
So, yeah, if they send it in, send in some ideas.
Yeah, even if you, if for whatever reason you find it easier, because, you know, sometimes doing attachments on things, some people can't figure that out. If you can figure out a way to just post a picture of
it
and
attach
and put it on, but some people don't, right? Wow.
It's very true.
Usually you're the nice one.
I know. It's true.
If you want to just put a picture of it, be like, not butthurt on the butthurt page on Facebook, not butthurt about my BHOV hat design.
That works too.
Yeah.
As long as we can get a hold of it.
Yeah.
The funniest one that I seen, and just because of the temperature outside and it's a drive through, is the McDonald's. Butthurt, these ladies were holding up the whole line,
bro,
and yelling at the workers because they couldn't understand. Just came for the drinks, man, and now we hungry.
Bro. Did you read the comments?
No, I have not gotten
those
comments.
So we'll put this next picture up. And it's the same
rental Jeep.
The same Jeep at Starbucks up on the curb of the drive-thru.
You are kidding me.
No way.
It is the same. It's the same.
Well, and in the pictures that we'll put up, I got rid of the license plate just for privacy reasons. Yeah, for sure. When you look at it, it's the same license plate and everything.
Goodness gracious, man.
I mean, and also it's very easy to tell from the rims of the Jeep as well. It's silver it's Jeep with those black. Yeah, it's very much the same. But yeah,
having a bad day. It was pretty hot that day too.
Oh yeah,
the heat can do strange things to
dude, some
the
of
mind.
These. Some of these people that just come here to visit, man. One time, this happened when I was in high school, actually. I was at the gas station, one of them, and I was filling up my tank, and I see this group of girls. They were about my same age, probably, junior, senior in high school. One of them was old enough to drive because it was only them. They were about my same age. And they have the nozzle, and they're looking around, and I'm like, hey, what you got going on over there? And they're like, well, we're trying to find the, where you put the gas in. And I was like, well, you should probably turn your car around because it's on the other side of your car.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, okay. And then so she hands the nozzle over to the other girl. And then they pull it around. And then they're like, they're trying to open it. And I was like, well, sometimes you push on them. Sometimes there's a little button near the driver's seat.
Yep. Sometimes it's a little latch.
So they go and they find that. And then they're like, okay. And I'm like, now you twist the cap off.
Oh my Lord.
And then they twist the cap off. And then she goes to hand me the nozzle. And I was like, no.
How it works.
I'm like, you're telling me that you girls drove all the way up here. There was like six of them. Mm. You drove all the way up here from wherever you came from, Southern California, and didn't know how to put gas in a car.
That disappoints me in the parents.
Straight up.
How can you send your child out into the world without, making sure that they're going to be taken care of? Dude, that's no.
But, you give a man a fish, you teach a man to fish. You know what I mean? Type thing.
My 1993 Wrangler that I had, I bought and I pulled up to the gas station and I went to put gas in it and I could not find. Because it's behind the license plate, bro. I looked. I'm like, is it? Okay, no, and I just kind of looked down at the tank and then looked up at the
gun. Yeah, you could see the nozzle.
I felt like a dummy, man. I really did.
This one was one of my favorite ones, and it was up a while ago. I think the reason it was my favorite is because it wasn't originally like this, and then it was edited to say trigger warning.
Mm.
Fences may be a sensitive topic to some readers. Proceed with caution. Then the original post goes on to say, I'm butthurt that the park playground doesn't have a fence around it, one entrance, and more seating, especially since it's so close to the pond and the creek.
It's not close to the pond.
It's kind of close to the creek. Yeah, but, tons of people were on there commenting, like, well, you should be paying attention to your child.
Yeah.
And I wholeheartedly agree.
Absolutely.
To me, the funniest thing is the trigger warning. Yeah, Who has a fence as a sensitive subject? Is it because people were commenting? Well, so whoever wrote the original post was like,
it is about a fence.
Is it an AI trigger warning or is it somebody put that? Because sometimes
man, you guys glossed over that dad joke. It was good.
Oh, I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
We're talking about a fence.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Thank you.
Oh, the zingers.
I'll be here all night.
But I want you to dig into your brain, because your brain works like this sometimes.
Yes.
What could somebody find offensive about a fence?
Well, the fact, and I think what it is
trigger. Build the wall.
Trigger warning.
Build the
bad
wall.
For
That's
sure.
What I think.
But I really, in my brain, immediately went to because they were received with backlash. It's just like trigger warning.
Oh, like being sarcastic about it. Like,
kind of.
Okay. That's kind of what I thought too, but I did want to make fun of it a little bit because I'm like, everything's a trigger warning anymore, man.
Yep.
Yeah. How did the trigger warning get added? Like I said, was it Meta AI doing it?
No, it looks like it was an edit from the original person because it says trigger warning, like an edit, and then it says original post.
That reminds me of this one gal. She will remain nameless because that's how we do it on this show. But it was probably 5 or 7 years ago. She was driving around bumping her music, videoing herself trying to get pulled over.
I remember.
Remember that? And the dude pulled her over.
It was huge.
And she's like, just turn it down. And she's like, are you trying to bust me because I'm a Cal State graduate or whatever? And then she posted on YouTube, Cal State graduate pulled over for loud music. Like she tried to create this thing. That's what the trigger warning to me is, like somebody going, oh, trigger warning, don't look at this over here. I want attention. You know, that's kind of.
Yeah, hey. Odder things have happened.
I am scrolling through right now, and the amount of posts about fireworks, because it was 4th of July.
Dude, it's so crazy.
It's gosh darn it, man. It's such a hard thing, because we want to have fun. We want to be respectful, but I mean, those animals do suffer.
They do.
They really do. When I went home, a couple of the animals were like just in shambles, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's like blanket, you know, coddle. Like one of the dogs was laying in the corner staring at the wall, like in a corner, just it sucks, but I like big booms.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes, you know, people do the Benadryl thing with the dogs. I don't know how effective that is or how healthy it is for dogs, because I'm not a vet. But you know, there's only so many times where you can be like, you know, tell the dog, hey, it's just fireworks, and before you're just like, oh, they're not getting it. You know what I mean?
Well, and then like on the other side of big booms, I've had personal friends lose their dogs on the 4th of July, and the amount of dogs that went missing, dude.
I found one.
That's crazy.
Remember, I came and saw you that day.
You did, yes.
Well, but that was before any fireworks had gone off.
That's so scary.
And that dog ended up going home. And I actually deleted that post on Butthurt because people kept commenting on it. I'm like, dog went home.
Dog went home. Thank you, all you sweet people. Thank you, sweet people, for commenting.
Yeah, no, it's very nice that people were concerned about the dog.
I could not imagine if Oliver Louis, you know, somehow got out and the booms just kept pushing him, because that's what happens. The boom happens and they're like, oh shit, they start running. Another boom happens. They're this way, they're that way, they don't know.
The amount of dogs that went missing over the 4th of July was just.
Did you guys see that one post where the dog's face was all burnt up?
No.
It was from somewhere here locally. Somebody posted it and they said, stop doing fireworks after the fact or something like that, because somebody lit something off and the dog grabbed it and burned the shit out of his face.
Darn it, man.
I'll see if I can find it and I'll post it right now, but if not, it happened. And it was.
My
awful.
Dad sent me a picture because he didn't want to. He doesn't use Facebook, so he's like, here, put this on your show. Whatever your show is that you're doing, put it on there. And I'll send it to you so we can put it up. But dude, these people the next day just trash in the middle of the street.
That's the worst. Jesus. Dude,
that's
be responsible.
Yeah,
even at the park, I went by the park. I watched the 4th of July fireworks at the park, and right there I just got off of work, drove down as they're going off. I was like, oh, just pull in, check them out in Carl's Jr. parking lot. Shout out to Carl Jr. for turning your lights off and then turning them back on.
Was there anybody else in there?
No, they turned the whole parking lot lights off and then they turned them back on.
That's cool.
But was there anybody else parked in there?
Yeah, everybody.
Okay.
There was 80 people there.
That was cool that they did that.
For 5 minutes.
Oh.
And then they turned them back on mid-show.
That's weird. They were just trying to draw you in.
And I booed audibly when you guys turned them back on. I still love your Western bacon, though. Thank you. Where was I going with that? Gosh darn,
I don't know.
Seriously, silly brain. Watched them there. They were amazing. Something. Oh, the amount of trash the next day when I drove by. There was a bunch of trash. And those dudes at the park, they work hard enough, man. We got to be responsible.
Dude. Well, and just speaking of which, I'm butthurt that people like to recreate, but don't know how to clean up after themselves in our beautiful valley. Brother, I have two of those posts on here. Somebody left a dirt bike helmet at the Artesian. Like, how do you go to the Artesian
and leave your helmet? Shoes. Pretty sure I recognize those shoes.
Dude, it's so funny. I was looking at this, and I was there Friday. Mm-hmm. We flowed the river, got out at the Artesian, you know, Line Street, the Artesian.
Of course.
No big deal. About an hour and a half float. Current was pretty strong. It was about an hour and a half. And I was like, are those my flip-flops? Cause dude, they look just like them. And then I went and looked to my truck. I looked all over like my living room and everything. And I was like, this is going to be great for the show because those are my flip flops.
That's hilarious.
But, then I found them in my shoe pile in my bedroom. So they're not my flip flops. Yeah. But they look just like them. So, but I thought that was hilarious at first. I was like, man, because then everybody would be like, oh, Chase doesn't pick up his stuff either. Chase forgot his stuff. Okay. I did.
Yeah, my memory is not the longest either. Butthurt about the fire near Big Pine. Eastern Sierra now has the story. And that gentleman was caught and charged. So
yeah, dude, they picked him up at like 11:30 in the morning.
So crazy, dude. Who? I don't know. Like when I was a kid, fire is fascinating, right? It's beautiful, but I was never like, let's go set something on fire.
Yeah, you in a controlled environment trying to do things, it's fun.
In a fire pit. I like fires.
In a controlled, yeah, me too. But I'm not going to go try to set a field in somebody else's building on fire. Did they try to set a building on fire?
No, it's that ravine, you know, when you're going up to Pali. And there's that ravine on the right-hand side.
Yeah.
So what I heard was it was a homeless dude trying to cook something, and his deal got out of control, and it lit that ravine on.
Oh, so
I don't know
arson.
If that was the exact facts, because that's not what we reported. I only could report on the press release. But what I was told was that's what happened. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you can still get arrested for accidents, but it makes me feel better if it wasn't malicious. That makes me feel better about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Me too. So we talked about the fireworks.
Yeah. That one?
I think we're going to pass on that one. It's
maybe a good time to cut to a break.
No, actually, you know what? We can touch on that. So there's a lot of rumors going around about the fairgrounds, right? And we need to respect everybody equally. Some reports are out. Make your own judgment or you know, whatever you want to do. But just respect people's privacy, man. Don't try to blast or just, I don't know. There's the fairgrounds is so dear and sacred to me because of the time that I spent there in my childhood. And I can tell you one thing for sure. The fair is going to happen. It is still going on. There is a new CEO in there. We need to talk about how awesome that staff that is still there, right? The groundspeople.
Oh,
I mean, those guys, they crush so hard. Matt out there, you know, Matt and Garrett and everyone else are out there. They're doing everything they can to put on these events. And it's not a lot of people. And it's done with a ton of volunteer work, as I know. So thank you guys so much for what you do, for all the events that you guys are behind the scenes on. And the fair is going to crush this year. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is going to happen.
Yeah. I don't think we know the exact dates, but.
I'm sure it's Labor Day weekend, right? 20 something through the first or I'm bad, dude.
It's something.
It's like August 29th through the first or second or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you know, don't get discouraged. We're definitely gonna have a fair, and it's definitely gonna be at the fairgrounds.
God, I missed. You know how. Remember how dope the fairs were when we were kids? And for me, I don't know if you remember, Jesse, and you don't because you were just a vision in your daddy's testicles.
I looked, I was waiting for some nice thing for him to say. Like your daddy's knapsack or something. No, testicles. Okay.
Just a twinkle in his eye.
Just a twinkle. just a swimming in the testes. I remember like the biggest horse in the world and the biggest sow in the world. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like there used to be so many things. The circus used to come to town. We had tigers and lions and bears and elephants.
Oh, my.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It was, you know, in the fair, when I was a kid, it was just so huge and massive to me because I was so young. I remember the first time I was ever brave enough to conquer the zipper.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was with my dad, and, like, I loved it. And then I was like, let's ride more. No, more, Dad, more. And, like, we went on the zipper, like, I don't know, 13 times in a row.
Wow. Yeah, you know, my enjoyment of the fair has definitely changed. You know, like, I still really appreciate going, because I like that our town does it. You know, not there's a lot of small towns that don't get that stuff, but now my enjoyment really comes from going with my nieces and you know, going on. Last year I got to go on the big swings with one of my nieces.
This might come as a surprise to you both. I am an award-winning photographer.
Oh yeah. From the fair?
Yeah, man. Nice. My first picture I ever
did you get
entered,
the green ribbon?
No, I won best of show.
That, nice. They give that to everybody.
No, best of show means that I got first place out of all the first places.
No, best of show is like participation trophy stuff.
That's, I'm going to bring the ribbon in. And
you still have the ribbon?
I have the picture framed on my wall, bro. I was really proud. There was like, I got best of show out of, I think that year, it was like 327 entries.
That's really cool, actually. Yeah.
Yep. It was an amazing picture of a carpenter bee on some wisteria covered in pollen.
Nice. I remember that. I do. I remember. I don't.
You're
I
such don't. A. Oh,
that's a good chance to go to commercial right there.
Yeah. Gosh darn, man. That was funny.
Yeah. Is there more pizza? I don't want any.
We'll be right back.
Oh, we'll be right back. Oh, wait, let's do it here. And we'll be right back.
All right, man, let's go knock this episode out. You ready?
Yeah, buddy.
Dude, speaking about fuel for the fire, man, I can't even believe it's not in the parking spot.
I'm butthurt that I have to use the bathroom and the door's locked to the office.
You're in luck. You know, I heard that they have really clean restrooms and do trash pickup on the reservation.
Who are you talking to?
Never mind. Call 760-874-8105 for all your toilet and trash needs.
Bro, who are you talking to?
Welcome back.
This one's great, man. And you know...
Shalom and hoes.
I'm going to give a butthurt of mine before I... do this.
Okay.
I'm butthurt that people post on Butthurt and other pages asking questions that a simple Google search will answer. I'm like, dude, are you serious?
Yeah.
Hey, does anybody know what time Schlammen Hose closes? Google Try Google,
does.
Bud.
Mm-hmm. Google
like,
does.
I don't know. And then, you know, part of it,
I've been guilty.
You always think of, I try to think of it like this, you know, okay, say an older guy like asks a question, right? And you're like, oh, well, he's not really sure, you know, how to use the internet. But these people are posting on Facebook.
Which is the internet.
So they know how to use the internet.
With a smartphone, most likely.
Yeah.
Or
do you think
everything has the Google machine built into it?
Everything.
Yes.
Do you think there's still people out there that like go to Facebook.com on their desktop and log in and like...
Yeah, for sure.
You well,
because so? Even on my PC, which is an HP blah, 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 there's an app, right? So you have like PCs have apps now, right? Like my...
That makes sense.
There's an app for Instagram. There's an app for, you know, ChatGPT, all those things.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily, but I'm sure you probably still could.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
Yeah. I don't scroll on Facebook, but I am on it all the time because of work. So I'm logging into people's accounts and stuff to create things. Mm. But when I'm just like looking at stuff, it's on my phone.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't looked at Facebook on an actual computer
this,
in a long time.
This one made me laugh. It says, I'm butthurt. It's so hard to find an experienced cat/pet sitter. Mm. Any ideas or contacts? I'm like... Experienced?
Yeah.
Experienced, bro.
Yes.
No.
You need experience.
Everybody has experience. Like, here's the experience that you need to pet sit.
Tell me.
Do you have a pet?
Yes, I do.
You're qualified, bro. Because guess what? If you don't, that tells me that you don't like them and I don't want you babysitting my pets anyway.
Maybe it's a special cat.
Well, then either put it down or don't go out of town.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Well, this is my cat, and it takes 17 different medications every day.
I answered that because a couple of my friends, and I put my post on there, and hopefully they reached out. Their daughter did a wonderful job with Olive and Louie when we went to, I believe I went to a Dodger game, and we were gone for 2 days. And
is that when you were in
not
Colorado?
Never. Okay. This was last year. And my friend's daughter stayed at my house for 2 days, took care of the place, took care of the animals. We do have two French bulldogs, a cat, and a tortoise, ladies and gentlemen. So she did a great job. And if you're watching this, check that out and reach out to them. Hopefully they can help you out.
Yeah. Actually, we were talking about something before we started recording.
My sobriety?
Dude, you're at your the fifth was your 1 year mark.
Yeah, bub.
Give me some. That's awesome, bro.
Yeah.
But that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about your scooter.
Scoot City.
Yeah, because you you said that you were scooting around out there in Denver.
I was.
And
I loved that scooter so much in Denver, I came home and I bought one.
That's so great.
I didn't buy the one, and I'm bummed. I did the dumb thing, man.
Bought it off Temu?
No. I tried. They don't have the ones on there, they don't have the ones that are fast enough, right?
It's so hot.
It's warm in here for sure. They don't have the ones that are fast enough. I got a really decent, the more reviews I read, it was like, this is a good beginner one. And it is a good beginner one. It takes my fat ass around 20 miles an hour.
Do you need a beginner one, though?
No. It's just the battery life. And that's, I think, what they mean. It's like it goes 20. Most scooters go 20. If you go, and they have those stages, right? So the High Boy is the one that I wanted to buy. And that's the one that Lyft has.
Oh.
So when you go and boop, it's a Lyft, you know what I mean? And then Uber changed their name to Green or Green Scooter or some shit like that. So I ended up with an Izin scooter. And the thing crushes. It like I said, I'm right now probably about 235 and it whips me at 20 miles an hour. But from where I'm at out by Big Five coming into town, mobbing around, it says it can go up to 20 miles, and I probably did a solid 12, and my battery is dead. So,
12 hours?
Miles.
Miles.
Oh, 12 miles.
Miles. Yeah, they're all kind of rated on miles. So.
Oh, okay.
It's a dope scooter. I love it.
That's really cool.
They're so fun, man.
Yeah.
And I got my first crossbody bag, so I can carry things on my scooter. I was thinking about the fanny pack, but I don't. Like, there's too many things going on if you're scooting, right? And you have to do, one hand. And so when I first got on the scooters in Denver, it had been quite some time since I had been on anything with two wheels. A Harley, you twist the throttle, centrifugal force, keep you straight. Smaller things,
it's different.
I jumped on it, and I was like... all of my balancer muscles were so, dude, what are you doing? And I'm trying not to die, bro. Get with it. So it took a short while, but even when I do one hand, if I'm, whatever the emergency might be, I don't know if I wanted to go to my waist. So I think I can go to my side in an emergency if I have to get into my crossbody bag. And guess where I bought that?
Big Five.
Temu.
Got yourself a satchel like Indiana Jones?
It's Indiana Jones-ish. Not really, actually. It's like the...
That's a satchel.
It's kind of like a teardrop-shaped one that goes like and cuts under my titty.
Hey, there's Skittles in there!
There is. Give me some of your tots.
So long, gay boys.
Oh, shit. That's a great... Great memory right there.
There was a
couple more I wanted to touch on. There's a new Pokemon group in town, and it's pretty impressive that they went from no followers, and a short 3 or 4 weeks later, there was able to assemble, I think they said 32 people, to start hunting those Pokemon Goes. And I actually, it was a trip because there's an elderly couple, probably 65, and they were in front of my shop when I was outside taking a smoke break, puffing on my cigar, and I'm looking down by Rusty's, and I see these people, and he's like this, going all around, and his wife is doing the same thing, and then he's like, oh, honey, right here, and then she walks over, and they capture something, I guess. I'm not really too familiar with how that Pokemon Go is played, but
yeah,
those people, and it wasn't even, I don't think it was related, it could have been related, and if it was, that's totally awesome.
And you posted the other day that nice video of the southbound traffic on Sunday,
yesterday. Holy shit,
dude, that was crazy.
As far as the eye could see for a long time.
So crazy.
Like, it ran through my mind, if what could they do to alleviate it, right? And it's already getting alleviated by those dudes who speed down Brockman and cut the west side of town. And I'm glad that nobody knows about the east side of town.
Right.
Right? Because if they came straight off, and went up around Kmart, eventually what would happen is all of our neighborhoods would be backed up with traffic too, because they're all going to pile up right there at Jack in the Box. They're all going to be trying to get back into the same thing.
A bypass would be just incredible.
They've talked about it and kicked it around, but I think the fear is that not enough tourists would come here, and I I don't think that's the case because we're such a huge, huge draw.
Well, yeah, especially, you know, not to name any names, but there's a certain bakery here in town that a lot of people like to stop at.
So many things.
And so people, yeah, but that's a huge one.
I have people from around the world come to my shop who have been back to Bishop twice since the tenure that I've been there, which is only the 3 months.
Right.
And like, they're, oh, yeah, we're back in town and we wanted to stop here. And it's like, oh, you know, there's those people in those shops all over town.
Yeah.
People who are dedicated with the customer, you know, that do excellent customer service and give a great experience. People respond to that and they'll come.
I honestly feel like a lot of people, I don't think the businesses would be affected too much. And I think the biggest thing is the 18-wheelers. It would cut down on those. And that's a huge part of, you know, the issue. Obviously, those guys have to make money. I'm not telling, you know,
right.
I'm not complaining about
those
guys.
I mean, they're basically forcing them out of town anyway. They can't park anywhere here anymore.
Oh, yeah. It's insane.
I've heard that myself so many times, like the older crowd in particular. Like my dad will be like, well, son, that'll ruin the middle of the town, blah, blah, blah. And I understand that completely. If people aren't driving through town, they're not stopping at the restaurants and stuff. But the people that would use that aren't stopping anyway.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So, and it is ridiculous in our town.
Yes.
It got so worse than it's ever been. So my thought is you make it that only 18-wheelers can go on a bypass. But then 2 years from now, somebody says, well, we're going to do it too. And then, you know what I mean? I get that. But
well, yeah, there's all those the trucks only lanes, right? And
yeah.
Nobody pays attention to those. I go to trucks only lanes at times.
Yeah, because
you know it's shorter.
Yeah, all the time.
It's a shorter cut.
Right.
Yeah.
What else do I got? Ooh, this one. Let me find it really quick. And this one was a gross one, dude. And this is why I posted on there about how it is important to buy local meats.
Oh, yeah. There's another one I had, too, that I'll bring up after this. A local guy here posted. It actually upset me quite a bit.
Do you know which one it is? Because I'm having a hard time finding this because I'm super unprepared right now.
Yeah, it's the one.
Oh, found it. Too bad.
No, me first.
Butthurt this month's lamb at Boop all seem to have housefly larvae laid in the bones. This is a second package with them. If you have purchased meat from them recently, take an extra look. And what I said is, I mean, that's why it's important, you know, to buy local. There's Manor Market, there's Bob Wire Beef, there's Mahogany Creek or Montgomery Creek Beef, Meat House. I know I'm missing some other people out there, but there's plenty. Dude, we live in the mecca of steaks. All those little things out in the cow or out in the pastures, the cows out there.
The moos
are going to be food.
Yeah, there's all sorts of like legal things about that, and it's ridiculous, man.
It's pretty wild.
Well, you know, you used to be a butcher.
Yeah, well, were
you a baker ever?
A baker?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well, I'm a candlestick maker, so we were pretty close.
He was a barista.
Yep.
That counts.
And a bartender.
Is it a barista or still a barista?
Oh, yeah.
Still a barista.
Okay, so there's no baristas.
Mm-mm.
It's just us.
Baristo.
Okay.
And you know what? I could be wrong about that.
Gender neutral. I like it.
The coffee shop I used to work at, let's just say they had a lot of PCT hikers that would come through
quite often.
And I found this shirt when I was working there. I can't find it anymore. I must have gotten rid of it. I found this shirt at the thrift store that said hippie smell. And I wore it to work. And dude, my boss came in and he was like, he saw my shirt and he goes, really, dude?
And I wonder why you don't work there anymore.
Dude, never got fired. I ended up quitting when I moved. Like, I was a good employee. Anyway, this one irritated me. And this was years ago. This was 10, 15 years ago when I worked there almost.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Super butthurt. Over rude and disrespectful tourists, just had three people talking and pointing at my legs. Yeah. I got pissed and asked if they wanted me to step out from the check stand so they could get a better look or get a picture.
Yeah,
wouldn't have been an issue if they had been kind and just asked me about them. I will talk to anybody about it, and I do so to help others not end up like me. This was insulting and embarrassing. I felt embarrassed till I got mad, and that made my blood
boil. It hurts me because I know that person. He's a wonderful human.
I've seen him around. I don't know him personally.
Great.
But man. To do that to anybody. Is completely uncalled for.
And then my friend who lost her leg in a motorcycle wreck, she said when she was tooling around town during mule days, there was quite a few looks and gasps and, you know, because she lost it from her, I believe it's just from her thigh down. I think they weren't able to keep her knee. But it's I mean, stuff happens like that, dude. I'm old and I accept everybody and everybody knows that, but I don't even notice those things.
Yeah, just to play devil's advocate here just a little bit, right? Obviously, pointing and laughing is a no-go, right?
Of course.
A gasp from, say, like, an older person that wasn't expecting to see that.
Sure.
Can you really be mad? You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't, you know, like, I'm not saying, like, oh, you're disgusting. I'm saying, I was, you know, wasn't expecting to see that, and it startled me. Yeah. Like, can you really, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you can be startled. That's true.
Yeah. And obviously no normal thought process person would be startled by something like that. But say some little old lady that, you know, is kind of losing it a little bit, mm-hmm. she might get startled by it.
The craziest thing about my friend who did lose her leg is like now she's more pretty now. It's crazy. I don't know, like, a couple of our friends have talked about that, seriously, and she handles it like a champ. She always is open to all the questions about anything that had happened to her, but it's really weird. Like, she's a super person now to me.
I totally agree with you. I know who you're talking about, and one thing, I don't know the exact timeline, but I believe it was somewhere around like 9 months after the accident. Mm-hmm. She rode that bike all the way from here to Virginia City.
Yep.
I was like, rock star.
Yeah. Oh,
getting back on that horse.
Dude, gangster. I mean, going through the surgery, getting the prosthetic,
yep.
and then getting
all the fitments,
back on
all the therapy.
All the stuff.
I mean,
and then getting back on the same bike and go and riding.
Yeah.
Talk about getting back on the horse, bro. Yeah. Like, she's a superhero for sure. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, she's 100%.
100%.
She's really rad.
We
rad
love
person.
You.
But what else you got on your list?
Wild horses,
bro.
It's a very razor's edge of majestic, beautiful animals that are non-native and decimate mule deer habitat. Right, so where are we at with that? Because they are an invasive species, 100%. They are not from North America. They were introduced here. Those are the wild horses that are reminiscences of the old school, and they're out there breeding freely and just crushing mule deer habitat.
I agree.
So what do we do with that? Is there a threshold of population that
we chase them with helicopters until they break their legs?
That's the worst, dude.
Or like
that's what they do in the Nevada.
Yeah, right. But like a roundup, they used to do a roundup to the best of my knowledge, and then they would sell some of those horses that they could. You know, some of those Mustangs or Bronx mm-hmm. could still be broken, yeah. and I like that idea. But I don't like. I think horses are majestic. I really have grown fond of seeing them. You know, on my adventures, Truman Meadows. Oh my God, I'm going to tell you guys a story. Holy shnikes. So in Truman Meadows, we used to go hiking up there often. And one day we came around the corner and there's a stud in the middle of the road and his dick is out because there is a knot on his penis that is that big that won't retract up into his body. And he had like six still out. He broke his penis during mating. Because we talked, we ran into a
been there
fishing game. we ran into a fishing game biologist, and we were talking about, and he knew that horse, and he's like, yeah, he's been ostracized from his pack, whatever they call it, horses, herd.
Herd
of horses. He got ostracized from his covey, and he had bite marks on him and hoof scars to where they kicked him out, and he couldn't go far. So when we came around the corner and spooked him, he went into the brush, and his penis was going, and it was just dragging and bleeding over the bushes, and I felt
in there.
I've
Goddamn hopscotch.
I always pack, right? So I always pack when, like, I have a weapon. And that day I had my 4.4 mag with me, and I was like, dude, if it wasn't so illegal, that horse is, like, it was just a shame because he starved to death. He survived that winter, found him the next spring emaciated. And then the next winter we found him dead.
I'm going to say that this whole wild horse
thing, called him?
What?
Old pumpkin dick.
Clever.
Yeah. I totally agree with you with, you know, they decimate the areas and they completely, you know, they don't help the mule deer population at all. But in the same thing, we talked just last week about mountain lions.
We did.
It's the same exact thing.
Right.
And you know what? According to the post I saw, anyways,
you were correct.
The fishing game board was already like, oh yeah, we're gung ho about, you know, controlling the population of the wild horses. Well, come on, let's get that same energy with these wild cats, man, because it is just. I'm not saying go out there and murk all the wild cats. I'm saying manage them correctly.
Right.
And the correct way to manage them and the cheapest way to manage them is to give tags to hunters.
You're getting revenue.
These people and you mentioned it one time we were here that you actually ate
For sure. Arturo, I used to be a gold miner up in Nevada, and he was on one of the
I've had it up there in Reno. It's
maintenance.
It's good.
It literally tasted almost to me, it tasted identically to bighorn sheep. It had a goat-like flavor and goat-like texture, and it was wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't understand, like, and that's the whole thing. These people go, oh, they're so pretty. So are the horses, man.
Yeah, so are the horses.
But guess what? You have to manage your wildlife, or it just takes over.
Somebody think about the poor mule deer, dude. Like, what was it, 2017, when we lost, like, almost one-third of the total population in the herds because of the perma, like, in the they were making their migration back, but when they would come over those passes, there was glacial ice, right? So leftover ice.
Oh, and they fell down.
They slid. It could have been 2015, I think it was 2017. And they, like, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of mule deer were lost because they slid to their death, right? Out of Bishop Pass and some other places down in Big Pine, there was 4 or 5 that were identified. And with, you know, the habitat competition with these horses, with the mountain lions just hunting in freaking packs, I watched in 2020 down outside of, on this side of Aberdeen, on that side of Tinnemaha, 3 mountain lions, could have been a mom and some cubs, looked really big. They were working the herd together, like community, like it. I've never seen or knew if anybody has ever seen mountain lions hunting packs, but now they do because there's so many of them.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So it's gone good.
Well, right. So if you're going to manage the horses, we have to manage the cats.
Yeah, I mean you have to manage all of it.
Yeah, all the way around.
Yeah, if you're not well rounded, then something is going to dominate everything else.
Yeah,
but and you know what? I mean, maybe we should see if the cats will take out them horses.
Yeah, that would sell tickets.
Yeah.
How do you train a
Sunday,
cat?
Sunday
to eat a horse. That's the answer.
Well, they slash them.
It's not even that. We've talked about this before. That wild cats are like the only animal that hunt for sport.
Yeah. Yep.
So why wouldn't they challenge
bobcats
a horse?
Bobcats too, but they just fuck up little birds.
But
and
that's
shit.
Still like a wild feline. You know what I mean? So it's not a far cry. You know,
it's not a far cry.
Yeah,
it is not. We did. I'm going to bring it back around because we glossed over it, and I'm really proud of myself. I have been sober for 1 year.
Yeah. I'm proud of you too.
Thanks, man. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man.
It was so much has changed in my life in this year. I couldn't be happier and proud of who I am. And anybody out there that's struggling with addiction, reach out. Reach out to me, Facebook, however you need to. Like, I'm here. I have a strong basis. I did it without help. I did it by myself with my commitment to myself, and that's where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody out there needs anybody help and a little bit of help, reach out, man. I'm always going to be here. My phone's always on. I might not answer it because I'm busy at the time, but I definitely will get back to y'all.
You want to put your phone number on the screen?
No. Everybody know my phone number anyway, man. It's easy.
I think That's about it. You got some scratchers?
I got some scratchers. So you got to fill some time here, buddy.
All right. Yeah, I can figure out something that I'm butthurt about, I guess.
Dude, you know what I'm butthurt about?
What?
I'm butthurt. So this, I open the shop at every day, 8 o'clock, right? This morning, my routine goes, I come through the back, unlock the door, turn on the sign, go through the right-hand side of the store, turn on the case signs, turn on the TV, turn on the front opening sign, open the cage, open the door, go to the left side. Thank you. Go to the left side.
You should scratch one, see if you got some luck, because you haven't done one yet.
I don't have luck at all, man.
There you go. Scratch some tacos. I go to the left side and repeat the same process. I turn on cases. I turn, and this doesn't take me very long. So when I'm done opening up this door, I normally go outside with a cup of coffee and have a couple.
Scratch all of them?
Just read how it... Okay. This guy doesn't know how to do scratchers. How young are you?
He doesn't know how to read.
Yeah, that's the problem. I don't know how to read. No, I've never...
So this morning I go out and there's a fresh dog quita right in front of my store. Fresh. Nice. Like, if it was cold, it would have been steamy. So nice. I rewound that, my video footage, because every angle of my store is covered. And sirs, I know you're from out of town and we're going to post you on here because you guys are dicks and I had to pick up that... dog shit. You can see the dude, right? See that they're walking by. The dog stops. Dog shits. Guy turns around, watches dog shit. Homie standing here looking at the guy. Guy starts to walk away. Other homie puts his hand on his head when his dude is walking away and is just like, guess I'm going to follow this asshole. left. And it's a poodle. It's a big poodle shit, dude. Like, man, pick up after your animals, especially on Main Street. Made me mad. So that was my personal butthurt of the day.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
Yes. What else we got? We can talk about. Did you win something?
Nothing, bro. I don't think.
What was your numbers again on the pizza for Schlammenhoes? Just to.
Oh, so I gave it a total of 28.
Yeah.
For Schlammenhoes, and he gave a total of 35. We'll file all those away in the important paperwork section.
Yep.
You know,
again, if people want to come out for, you know, pizza, you have a pizza place or you want to recommend a pizza place, go to bhov.com, Eastern Sierra Now, no, bhov.easternsierranow.com, and leave a comment for us and we will make that happen.
Do all that. If you guys are interested in sponsoring the podcast, there's many ways to go about it. Go on bhov.easternsierranow.com, contact us. That's probably the best way to do it, but you can reach out to James, you can reach out to me on Facebook, however you want to do it. If you have, also, James started doing delivering bad news and good news. What did you win? Did you win?
$5.
Oh, nice. Delivering bad news and good news. I don't know if you have anything. Is nobody
emailed
you?
Nobody reached out at all, man.
Man, because I'll tell you what, if I had some bad news, I would just tell Jesse straight to his face because that's... That's the only person that I'd really have bad news for, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, let's hear it.
You have herpes.
No! I got it from you?
Well, who else?
Oh, damn.
Man.
Wait, is it face herpes or butt herpes?
It's tragically both.
Talk about butt hurt.
Guys, I just do a podcast with these people. I mean, I don't know what's going on here. That's not... Just kidding. I love you guys. Well, that's it, bro. You ready?
Thank you, buttheads. Make sure to check out the store. Let us know what you want to see in it.
bhov.easternsierranow.com.
That's right. I'm Chase Little.
Well, before we do all that, let's reiterate that we are doing that design for hat contest, man.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
So if you guys have a design for BHOV, please submit it. You can do it. Submit it on the page. Submit it through the website, bhov.easternsierranow.com. Message me, however you want to get it. We definitely want to build that store up. We definitely want the merch out there. So
yeah, we'll definitely do some hats, and I think maybe we should just order a couple, too, so that way you and I have them.
I know what my hat's going to look like. I'm going to go make one tonight.
You're going to make one?
Yeah.
Are you going to enter the contest?
Well, no, I'll just wear one, and you guys can't have it because I'm going to make it for myself. I do fitteds and fitteds only. I'm kind of one of those dudes. Sorry for punching the mic. But, yeah, you go to there's a couple different people on Etsy that make custom fitteds for you, and then New Era now has a custom site as well. Hmm. They're expensive, though. They're like $85.
I like trucker hats.
I have 76 hats now.
You got a problem is what you got.
I've been collecting for my oldest hat. The first hat I ever bought, which is actually worth quite a bit of money now, is a Cal Bears hat. All gray, Cal Bears, black bear on the front, all black, gray underbrim and under visor. And it's in the condition it is now is worth like a couple $100. I bought that 15 years ago.
So you have 73 hats over a collection of 15 years?
Yes.
That's not bad.
Yeah. And yeah. Lately... I haven't bought one for a long, but for the while there, I was getting one like every paycheck, which was once a month.
My problem is normally I buy a hat and I just wear it until it disintegrates and then I buy a new hat.
This is a fresh one. I pulled out the box and today's the first time I ever wore it.
It is fresh looking.
Nice.
Yeah. I like the way your whole outfit goes together. You got the brown with the white and everything.
This is not by mistake, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you do that on purpose?
So kidding.
That's we need to order up some merch, like full gear, and you guys can like pimp it on the, like check it out, boom, hat,
mm-hmm.
The shirt, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I want the jersey.
You do not dress me, sir. I am not your monkey. No, I'm just kidding. Let's do that. All right, man.
Wait, do you have any advice for us today?
Do you have any good advice
for, I don't know, that'd be a cool segment. You seem to have some wisdom.
Advice? Well, what do we want to talk about for advice?
Just how about...
Dealing with adversity?
Yes.
So I have been challenged incredibly right now. And I had to do a task that was very hard on me emotionally. While I was doing that task, I was driving down Sunland Lane, and there was a cow in the road.
Wow.
So I'm very emotional. I'm doing things that are hard to do for me, for anybody. And there's a cow. Pulled over. I wrangle cows. Let's wrangle this cow. Mm-hmm. Wrangling the cow, a couple more people, they pull up. We're wrangling cows. Ha, ha, get cow, get, you know, getting him down. Came from Timmy's pasture on Sunland there, and his gate is half a mile down the road. 2-3 other people, the other Talbots come. We got side by sides. Cow skirts and tries to blow by one of the kids who's helping. I shuffle, shuffle, shuffle step, get him. Shove him, like he goes into, like there's a bush on the barbed wire and he kind of gets hung up, push his head, give him a knee. He's going the right direction. I graze his hindquarters and I'm backing away. And as I graze his hindquarters and I'm backing away and I just, bad choice. I know this is a bad choice. As I'm backing away, I give him a little, just a quick one. Kicked the shit out of me. He kicked immediately. I was like, because I'm over here. His ass is right here. I'm way back here as far. And I ta! Kicked me right here on my arm. Came off, caught me in my gut. And I thought my arm was broke. I pretend nothing happened. I continued to get him down. And the owner of the ranch, she came and gave me a ride. And I told her, I was like, that cow kicked me. And she was like, how bad? And I held up my arm. And I had a goose egg like that tall. And I have a bruise bigger than this coffee cup still on my stomach.
So what's the moral of the story?
Where that kicked me. The moral of the story is...
Don't touch big things on its ass.
You will get kicked when you're down. Literally. You will get kicked when you're down.
How do we overcome that?
Well, what I did and what I always do is that's those moments in life, you know, when I pray in the mornings, I pray for strength. I pray for, you know, those moments you get the opportunity to answer those prayers for patience, for balance, for you know, for strength, for knowledge, for all of those things. And that was my moment to shine, right? I could have rolled over. I could have said, all of this that's happened to me now, and you get a cow to kick me? No, I tell stories like I did right now. It was funny.
Yeah.
Right? The cow kicked me. He shit himself moments before he kicked me, ladies and gentlemen, and when he said, "I've had," it went, whoosh. I had cow shit from my knees to my nipples, and I had to go dump what I was doing, and I told the owner, and she was like, "Are you going to go to the hospital?" I did not have time. I, at that point in time, which was like 6 or 7 minutes later, I had control of my hand. I felt through the contusion, right? I knew that most likely nothing was bleeding inside. Mm. So I had to go and relieve my employee for her lunch. And I showed up to work in a shitty shirt and sold weed.
So basically what you're saying in the face of adversity, just keep on pushing?
Life's a garden, man. Got to dig it.
Well, I'll be damned if I'm going to take advice from a drug dealer. Anyways, I'm Chase Little.
I'm James Trules.
Thank you, Buttheads.
Thank you, Buttheads.
We out.
Sitting there going, what the fuck are you digging at, Chase? Like, I know you well enough that you're about to do something.